Now, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we continue our interviews with candidates for governor. There's a contested primary for both Republicans and Democrats. Today, we talked to Paul Soglin. He's currently the mayor of Madison and has held that post for over two decades at three different times. He's running for governor of Wisconsin as a Democrat. Mayor Soglin had hoped to join us live, but because of a Democratic candidate debate tonight, we spoke with him earlier today. Mayor Soglin, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, give us the elevator pitch, the length of an elevator ride to tell people why you're running for governor of Wisconsin.
Well, we just simply have to fix the state, and we've got so many opportunities. There's so many things we can do in terms of improving our public schools, the transportation systems, whether we're talking roads in rural areas or public transit in the major cities of the state. Healthcare. It's not just a question of the foolishness of the Walker administration in rejecting Medicaid payments and rejecting participation in the marketplace, but there are things we can do to keep the quality up and yet get the cost down. We had a system here in Madison involving a clinic. People from eight counties surrounding Dane came there. We had quality health care. We could do that in every region of the state. And, you know, you look at the other areas, horrible policies by the Walker administration in terms of what's happening to dairy farmers, the opportunities in terms of the environment. There is just so much on the agenda that can have wonderful results, make us a great state, and we're missing opportunities as the clock ticks away.
Can you talk about your background as mayor of Madison for many years and how that would prepare you for the job of governor?
Well, if you look at my career on both the public and the private side, it's really unmatched. I've had 25 years in the private sector, including owning my own businesses, working for major corporations in the state, and at the same time, 22 years as mayor of the city. That combination of experiences, I know how to lead, and while a lot of politicians can talk, they can describe the problem, they can even describe the solutions. Getting to implementation and making a difference, whether it was what I did with the Madison Transit System, all the new construction here in town, which is opening up the housing market, we've got to have a governor who can get things done.
Now, as you know, people from around the state look at Madison with some suspicion. At best, they might think, well, it's different. It doesn't apply to our needs out here. At worst, there's a rivalry, kind of. How would you make the case to people outside of Madison that you can serve them?
The case is made very simply by how it's done. To create a great place, to create a great community, the objective is not to have an economic policy that focuses on corporate giveaways. And that's the great error and tragedy of the Walker administration. The way you do it, the way we did it in Madison, and it's applicable all over the state, is focusing on five areas. Affordable housing. Housing comes first. Kids who are homeless do not learn in school. Families that are spending 40%, 50% of their household income are not going to be financially viable in terms of affording everything from food to clothing. Housing is first. Transportation, access to schools, to jobs is critical. Quality child care is essential. Then comes health care, which we've talked about. And lastly, the greatest thing for a community is its public school system. You focus on those five, you then have the kind of place where the private sector wants to invest, where businesses will locate, and everybody is really healthy in terms of the community.
We're talking to Madison Mayor Paul Soglin about his campaign for governor in the Democratic primary. Let's turn, you mentioned corporate incentives from the government. Let's talk about the Foxconn deal. As governor, how would you approach that?
Well, I am confident, based on all the manipulations and shenanigans that went on, that there are violations of state law and that there are violations of the contract. It's real simple. And I've been there. I've inherited three awful deals like this from my predecessors when I was mayor. It's real simple. You cut off the cash, you cut off the financial incentives, and you say to them, come back to the table, or you can sue us. But it is not going to continue. And I want to say, most importantly, that I've been involved in public-private partnerships, and there is an appropriate way of doing it. And we did it here recently in Madison with Exact Sciences, where they guaranteed a starting wage of $15 an hour, a pension, and health insurance. The Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City, they are the experts on entrepreneurship and capitalism. And it's almost as though the Walker administration read all of their research and findings and decided to violate every one of them, such as the notion that how you create great jobs, that is done by small, locally owned businesses. It is not done by giant corporations. So that's the first mistake. Second mistake, these major competitions where states are trying to outbid one another in the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, the state always loses. And, of course, these are the things that Walker did that don't have to be done, and our state can do so much better.
On a related note, there's been talk of some kind of comparable incentive package, not as large, for Kimberly-Clark, trying to get them to keep at least some of their jobs here in Wisconsin. Stalling right now, it looks like. Would you pursue something like that?
That is, I mean, that's just compounding the problem. And as I said at the time of Foxconn, it's not only a bad deal, but if Foxconn is done, it's going to set the bar for future horrible deals, and that's exactly what it did in Kimberly-Clark. I find it interesting. They can't get enough votes at this time among Republicans in the legislature. Even some of the Republicans are beginning to realize how stupid this is. Kimberly-Clark is no better. It could even be fashioned as worse than Foxconn.
Staying with jobs and the economy, Governor Walker has been running, will be running on Wisconsin's low unemployment rate, and it's low. What do you say to that?
Well, I'm glad he's proud of it, and good for him. That's what I have to say. But that's not what the people of the state want. They want jobs with viable incomes. They want jobs with plans for their retirement. They want jobs that show dignity and respect and have health insurance. You know, Walker's got this fascination about making everything record numbers. Quantity is one measurement as to how we're doing. The other is quality. And the quality is not there in the lives of Wisconsin residents, whether we're talking in the larger cities or in the smaller towns and communities. And that can be fixed with the appropriate economic strategy.
So what is that strategy? How do you create better paying jobs with those benefits you're talking about?
Well, I mentioned those five critical areas before. You've got to focus on those, and that, in effect, will build it, as they say, and it will come. The second thing that has to be done in this state, and this is the wisest investment that the state can make, is high-speed internet to serve every home, every business in the state of Wisconsin. Our school children need it. Our farmers need it. Our small businesses need it. Our large businesses need it. The state of Wisconsin can be wired for about $1.5 billion. And what we ought to do is take a half a billion dollars, $500 million of state money is our part of the investment, offer it up to the private sector, who's going to have to come up with $1 million, and have competitive bidding, and we can get this state wired just the way we did for electricity and landline telephones 100 years ago. And we know that when that came to Wisconsin, it helped everybody and improved our economy. We wouldn't think of not having electricity in a Wisconsin property today.
We're talking to Madison Mayor Paul Soglin about his campaign for governor in the Democratic primary. We spoke with him earlier today because of tonight's candidate debate in Madison. We'll pick up the conversation in just a bit here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Mayor Paul Soglin is with us. We're talking about his campaign in the Democratic primary for governor of Wisconsin. You mentioned education as part of the key to economic success in Wisconsin. Specifically, what kind of policies would you pursue for K through 12 education?
Well, the first thing is we've got to change the financing. We have to take that majority of the financing of public education in all of our communities off the property taxes. We can do that by a combination of an increase in the sales tax a half a cent and making our income tax more progressive, especially at the higher end. But I think it's critical that we remove so much of our burden on public schools from the property tax. The second thing we need to do is we have to change the state funding formula. The funding formula was originally based on a combination of population and the value of real estate, as though that was a measure of poverty or wealth in a community. We should have a new formula, and that is based on population and households' income. Household income, not property values, with the state picking up a significant part of that cost and really making a commitment to getting quality education, paying teachers what they deserve, and getting parents involved in the education of their kids.
I want to ask a process question. I've heard people say we need to change the education formula in Wisconsin for decades now. I think it's fair to say, how do you get that started? It's a hornet's nest. There's a lot of stakeholders. How do you make that happen as governor?
Well, the way to start it is you have a hold harmless position. And that means that those communities that would lose money under the new formula will be guaranteed, they will be held harmless, that their funding will not be reduced under the new formula. Then you kick in the formula. But it's just outrageous that wealthy suburban districts should get as much, if not more, than poor communities throughout the state of Wisconsin. Somebody has to have the courage. Somebody has to have the confidence. Somebody has to have the experience to go in there and fix it. And that's what I'm going to do.
And how about the state's voucher school program?
Well, unfortunately, we were told two things about vouchers and charter schools years ago, neither of which have come true. And all it's done is hurt our public schools. The first we were told is that charters and private schools would perform better than our public schools. And while there may be anecdotes about some specific schools, overall across the board, they have not performed better. In a lot of cases, they've performed worse. Second thing we were told was that by having vouchers, this would create competition for our public schools, forcing them to improve. And that has not happened. In fact, what has happened is the money that's been sucked out of our public schools has only made it more difficult for them. Now, I would not pull any kid out of a school they're going to today. So I would allow any child to be continued on the program until they graduated from that institution. But that would be the end.
With continued state support, if it was voucher?
With continued state support with the vouchers, but no new kids enrolled. And obviously, over a period of time, those resources would be available for Wisconsin public schools. There is nothing anyone can do to strengthen any community in this state, rural, urban, or suburban, that is as important as the quality of the public schools. That is what drives everything. You want to have people highly trained who are educated to work for your company? You'd better have a great public school system for them. You want your grandchildren raised in your community? Well, your kids are not staying, and we've seen this throughout the state, unless there are great jobs and great public schools for those grandchildren to attend. We can fix that.
Act 10, which limited collective bargaining for teachers and a lot of other public employees, what would you do? Would you try to repeal it, change it, what?
What I would do is I would enact laws here in the state of Wisconsin that would restore collective bargaining and restore unions. My experience over the years, and you can look at the quality of life in Madison, public and private unions have not been detrimental to the overall quality of work within the state and have made for a better place. And I want to just point out that when we talk about prevailing wage, a lot of the contractors wish prevailing wage was back in the state. And for those who don't know what it is in effect requiring on our public contracts that certain minimum wages be paid for the building trades. And the reason is those contractors are proud of the work they do. They want the most skilled labor possible, and they cannot be competitive bidders without recognition of prevailing wage so they can produce the quality work Wisconsin is used to.
Madison Mayor Paul Soglin is with us talking about his campaign for governor. He's running in the Democratic primary. Let's talk about rural Wisconsin a little bit. A lot of challenges.
Yes.
Declining population in many communities. Schools, as you alluded to, facing declining enrollment. Problems in agriculture, small farms. What would be your agricultural and rural policy?
Well, a couple of things. First, Wisconsin has one of the greatest exodus of 20- and 30-year-olds in the United States, and that's principally almost every single county in the state of Wisconsin is losing in proportion its 20- and 30-year-olds. You can just see that from the census data. Why are they leaving? I said it before, the quality of the schools and the availability of jobs. Well, whether we're talking about a town of 500 or a community of 2,000, most of Wisconsin is dependent on the health of agriculture and the dairy industry. Well, Scott Walker basically destroyed the dairy industry in Wisconsin. He's got this fetish about setting records. He doesn't care, as we discussed on the job numbers before, about quality. He just wants numbers. So he wanted to set records, which we did, for milk production. And he gave these financial incentives, and some farms took them up, and we set milk production records. And guess what, folks? The bottom fell out of the market. With this great surplus of available milk, prices plummeted, and perfectly innocent dairy farmers, family farmers here in the state, went bankrupt. We had a record number of dairy bankruptcies in the western half of the state. Well, I think the state is going to have to repair this Walker disaster. We're going to have to take steps to help these farmers recover. One of the things we can do, which is separate from that, but addresses the problem, is get control of the CAFOs. The CAFOs are a disaster on so many different levels. First of all, they obviously, with their really deep pockets, their out-of-state money, they are capable of undermining our local family farmers. Secondly, with the exemptions they have and the horrible standards, they are ruining our streams, our rivers, and even our drinking water, as they are not using proper techniques to deal with the manure and all the runoff that comes with it. I would reinstitute state minimum standards in regards to the size of these farms, the requirements in terms of health and safety and the environment, and I would allow each county, if it so choose, to have local control, and they could set higher standards. Next thing I'd do is we got to do something about the roads. Transportation and the road situation in most of Wisconsin is just a disaster. The irony is, of course, our great road system was originally built to get fresh milk to market, and as we've known, it's also helped the tourism industry and the rest of manufacturing in the state. So we've got to index and raise the gas tax. Use that money. We are spending too much of our transportation dollars on interest payments, when if we were to increase the gas tax and start paying cash, we could do a much better job in improving the roads and dealing with the state's financial stability.
We'll leave it there for now. Mayor Soglin, thanks for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Madison Mayor Paul Soglin is running for governor as a Democrat. Mayor Soglin had hoped to join us live because of a Democratic candidates debate tonight. We talked to him earlier today.